The American Sheep Industry Association is estimating $125 million in immediate damages for producers. In total, that is a $350 million spread over the entire 2020 lamb crop. Extension sheep specialist in North Dakota and Minnesota, Travis Hoffman, explains.
We did go through a swing there at the end of March, where people had an increase in the amount of lamb that they purchased at the grocery store, but they haven't consumed all that, and some of it's still in the freezer. So we do have some decreased prices just as we're getting behind in terms of the processing numbers that are going through the system because our restaurants aren't open.
The American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orwick says the lamb protein sector lost almost half of its customer base virtually overnight. That's because the food service industry represents 50% of all U.S. lamb sales.
By that week of March 16th, we had one of our major lamb companies file bankruptcy. The third largest company was unable to process the following week, and they have not processed for a month. So we've incurred a backup of lambs. I'm estimating at least 100,000 head of lambs that should have been gone at the Easter period are still standing out there in the lots.
Due to a shortfall of processing capacity, the harvest slaughter lamb volume decreased 38% for the week ending April 17th and is down 12% for 2020. Hoffman stresses that sheep producers need to keep their marketing options open during the coronavirus outbreak.
In fact, there are a couple plants that aren't processing and that are nearby, and one's in Detroit, Michigan. There's also one in the eastern part of the U.S. that is offline right now. And then some of the other plants, and particularly two that we have in Colorado, are slowing down a little bit.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.